time for your shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked this morning? Jose has drawn a name out of that because he had the shock caller last. Who'd you get?
Jubal.
Made it. All right. I've got the shock caller. While I'm putting that on, Jeffrey, please read me the shock caller question of the day.
Double Dare was a popular children's game show that aired on Nickelodeon in the 1980s and 90s. It was famously hosted by TV personality and comedian Mark Summers, who taped more than 500 episodes and became the face of the show. But did you know Mark wasn't actually their first choice to be their host? In fact, Nickelodeon originally offered the hosting job to another famous comedian who turned down the role in order to join the cast of Saturday Night Live, where he became a household name. Who was it?
Oh, wow.
Whoa. I totally remember Double Dare.
And good job to the dude who turned it down and went to SNL instead.
What are you talking about? Mark Summers is having a really killer career right now.
Yeah. He does have a show on the Food Network.
Does?
Yeah,
does he?
Or he
For real?
Used to. Yeah, it was called Unwrapped, where he'd go around to factories and see how they like make candy and stuff.
Oh, did he slime people if they did it wrong?
No, it was a lot less interesting than Double Dare. Read it one more time, Jeff.
Double Dare was famously hosted by TV personality and comedian Mark Summers, but did you know Mark wasn't actually their first choice to be their host? In fact, Nickelodeon originally offered the job to another famous comedian who turned down the role in order to join the cast of Saturday Night Live. Who was it?
80s and 90s.
My first thought is Will Ferrell.
That was mine too. Yeah, I was thinking
it?
Him.
But was that? That's too
He's
old.
Too late of 90s though, huh? On
you
SNL.
Think?
He had just gotten
so.
On in like the 2000s, I think. Like
no,
in the early.
It wasn't 2000s when Will Ferrell was on.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
What about David Spade?
That was another one I was just thinking too, because he was really big. Late 80s, early 90s.
Not physically, but yeah.
No, he's never been physically big.
I'm thinking older, though. Like, I'm thinking someone who was in, like, their mid-30s in the 80s or 90s. Like,
it is funny how comedians are either really tiny or really huge.
Yeah, we all
and there's
we all
not a
issues.
Whole lot of...
Not really a lot of in-between.
Middle ground there. What if it was a female? I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a male host.
That's true.
It's true, too.
You know,
that's
especially
a really good
Nickelodeon.
Point.
Like, it could have been a Tina Fey or an Amy Poehler, but
yeah,
someone
Brooke,
a little bit older.
That's good. All I can think about is, like, Chevy Chase, and like, but that's still too old.
I'm going to go with David Spade.
Really?
Yeah, I think David Spade. I could see him hosting Double Dare.
Okay.
Before settling on one-time magician Mark Summers, Nickelodeon's Double Dare originally offered the hosting job to another famous comedian who turned down the position so he could join the cast of Saturday Night Live. And over the next 7 years, that man made himself a household name with breakout characters like the church lady and Garth from Wayne's World, talking about comedian Dana Carvey.
He definitely made the right choice.
Yeah, he did.
All right,
good
that
job,
means
Dana Carvey.
I get shocked. I pass the remote over to Jose, and Young Jeffrey gave me the lyrics to Zippity Doo-Dah.
I love this song. So you probably don't know it because you didn't have a childhood.
I think I know. I think it annoyed me as a child.
Yeah, great. Everyone's having a good day. I get it.
All right. Zippity doo dah, zippity yay. My oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity doo dah.
You wanted that earlier, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I saw a black hole opening up behind him as he was singing.
Every time he said zippity,
the whole thing was just painful, from the shock to the singing, everything. The show's done. Anything you missed on the show, you can always find online. Thank you very much for listening. Today's show was produced by Steve Twinkie Vodka Boyd and Jeff Fuzzy Navel DeBeau. Have a good one. We'll see you later.